Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto the Lord and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. May we worship God in the singing of hymn 54, God of our fathers, whose almighty hand. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. Be seated. I've chosen for our scripture this morning several passages dealing with the theme of liberty. From the book of Leviticus, the 25th chapter, these verses. And thou shalt number 7 Sabbaths of years unto thee, 7 times 70 years. And the space of the 7th Sabbath of years shall be unto thee 49 years. Then shalt thou cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month. In the day of atonement shall ye make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. And ye shall hallow the 50th year, and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. It shall be unto thee a jubilee, and ye shall return every man unto his possessions, and ye shall return every man unto his family." And then from the fourth gospel, the words of our Lord. He was speaking to the Jews that believed on him, and was speaking about being descendants of Abraham when he came to these words. The eighth chapter of John's Gospel. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, "If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." They answered him, "We be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free?" And Jesus answered them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is a servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth forever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed." And from Paul's writings, from 1 Corinthians, the 8th chapter, dealing with the problem of meat, Paul said, "As concerning, therefore, the eating of those things that are offered in sacrifice unto idols, we know that an idol is nothing in the world, that there is none other God but one. For though there be those that are called gods, whether in heaven or earth, as there be gods many and lords many, but to us there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we are in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. Howbeit, there is not in every man that knowledge, for some with conscience of the idol unto this hour eat is as a thing offered unto the idol, and their conscience being weak is defiled. But meat commendeth us not to God, for neither if we eat are we better, neither if we eat not are we the worse. But take heed, lest by any means this liberty of yours becomes a stumbling block to them that are weak." And then from Paul's letter to the Galatians, these two verses. "For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." May God bless to our need the reading of his word and the preaching of his gospel.
Oh,
I'd like at this time to break some of the formality of our worship. We'll have a period of fellowship of praise and prayer. I would really like for those of the back seat to come down here to the front, but since you're not going to do that, I'll just have to come part way to you. I want to suggest you take care of him, and then we have some concerns, words of gratitude, praise, and then up here for prayer. Let's begin to sing the hymn number 47. I think you know it. Ready to get by the
fourth stanza. A sermon can be preached in 5 minutes, okay, you're going to hear one. At least you're going to get some suggestions of it. Maybe you can do something with it. In a few months, we'll begin celebrating the 200th birthday of America. And America's theme is liberty. We took it from the Leviticus passage when it said, proclaim liberty throughout the land. In Europe, they said Americans are possessed with liberty and freedom. That's all we can talk about. Well, it's still a good ideal. We haven't quite realized that we're working on it. It took a civil war to tear us apart to extend that freedom to others in our land. And we're in the process now in the civil rights effort to extend it to minority groups and oppressed people. The ideal is there, and it's still a good one, to be free. But what does it mean to be free? Some in our time say it means to do what you want to do as you please. And this is from the Latin word licentia, meaning without restraint, permitted. It's akin to our permissive society where you can do your thing no matter what it affects other people. But you can't. You may want to drive across the Atlantic Ocean to England to visit Professor Davy's country in your new Cadillac car, but the water just won't hold you. You may be free to try such a foolish thing, but you know the results of it. You may be free to try to walk across a 10-story building across the street without going down and up again, and you know the results of that. Nature has built in certain restrictions on our freedom, and the wise man it is who knows and acts accordingly. When I first came to this campus, 1932, I was glad to be away from home, and I thought now I could do as I please. And I tried one or two of those nights, sitting up all night, and it soon got wore off, and I realized then the parents wasn't angry with me when they said, son, you ought to be home at a reasonable time. You ought to get your proper rest. I was hurting myself in trying to exercise the so-called freedom that I had to stay up as long as I pleased. The same goes through with drinking and drugs and other abuses of the body. You may be free to try it, but you have to live with the results of it. It's not like an experiment in a laboratory. If it doesn't go right there, you can pour it down the drain and start over again. But you have to live with the results you make of your life. The freedom bears the responsibility. The forefathers of our country saw this. There had been enough experiments in government in Europe and England of unchecked freedom. And so they coined the phrase liberty under law. That to have a society, there had to be certain agreements of behavior. Plato saw this years before when he said, even among thieves, there has to be a respect for each other. If thieves start stealing from each other, your ban is disrupted and broken. In the same way, if people are going to live together in families or communities or states or nations or in the world, there's got to be certain agreements of behavior and certain respect of persons and property in order to have any kind of secure order. Thus a youth may say, this is my car, I'm now 16, I have a driver's license, I can drive as I please. Nobody's going to tell me how to drive a car. Well, you said, man, you're crazy. You can't go anywhere. You'll kill somebody and get killed yourself because the other people don't know what to expect from you. Now, in Principal Davis' country, they drive on the left-hand side of the road. In our country, we drive on the right-hand side of the road. Principal Davis, there's nothing right or wrong on which way side the road you drive on, except as our agreement to it. We consent to certain rules of traffic in order that we can know what the other fellow is going to do and he can know what we're going to do. You have to have certain restrictions in order to have a decent society, a decent order. Now, this goes through with the other disciplines of life. We're grateful to Miss Humble for her beautiful playing. She has a kind of freedom that I don't have on the piano. I may admire her and may want to do it. If I sit down at that organ, all I can make is blah, 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 some kind of noise. Now, that's a freedom. But what is the difference in her kind of freedom? Her freedom comes through dedication and discipline. She wanted to play so much that you must have sacrificed many hours of being with your friends in order to master the rules and regulations of music, of harmony. Therefore, she has a freedom through dedication and discipline. And that's the kind of freedom Jesus calls us to. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden, and learn of me. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me." We come to Christ to become disciples by dedication to him and by discipline in his way of life. We know the truth, the reality, that this is God's world, and we are children of God, sons and daughters of God in the Father's house. So we feel at home in the universe. We are part of it. We feel accepted. We feel that we belong. And by learning of Christ's way, we can train and discipline our lives accordingly. Professor Durham, I believe the Torah, where we think of it in terms of law, has the meaning of instruction. That God, out of love, instructed his children in a way that would lead to a good life. Now, later it became burdensome with all the breakdowns, but the thought of it is good. That God, in his love, shows us how to live. And in Jesus gives us the strength and power to live that abundant, full, creative, eternal life. And I don't know that we're going to find it anywhere else. You can learn disciplines here. You can have commitments there. But the full commitment that brings all of life into fulfillment is in Christ Jesus. Do you really want to be free? Then learn of him. Do you want your country to be free? Then we must go back to the biblical pattern and seek the righteousness of God. May we stand. Oh, Father God, we give thee praise for this hour together of fellowship and prayer. We thank thee for thy holy word. And we pray that thy spirit will go with us to direct us in the paths of righteousness and give us that joy that the world cannot give nor take away. For in Jesus' name we make our prayer. Amen.